important things for your team today, helping them to get over the line against what, I guess, territorial rivals Barbados. Talk to us about your innings.
As I said earlier, I think the opening pair set up a good platform for me to come in and, you know, just play myself in, spend some time, you know, knocking around the ball, etc. But I would say it's an overall team effort that helped us get across the line, and they made it tremendously easy for me coming in.
The CCC, what do you think has been responsible for the way that you guys have been playing this year? You're practically in the semi-finals. What do you think has been chiefly responsible for the good cricket you guys have come with this season?
I would put it down to hard work and preparation, a good team spirit, good leadership. I think those things have contributed to the success of CCC. You know, before the tournament, we had a good 2-3 weeks of preparation, a camp that we had. And I think that, you know, that hard work has been the backbone of our success.
You've been in pretty decent form in the local club championship. What has been responsible for that?
I would put it down to hard work as well. My coaches and I, you know, we went through my faults and my strengths, and we tried to improve in every single area. And I think that it's paid off, and I just want to continue from strength to strength.
How good does it feel to have beaten Barbados? As I said, territorial rivals. You know, there's always this grudge affair whenever these two teams meet. How does the team react to victory here today?
Obviously, it's a great feeling. You know, we plan well, we put in the hard work, and we're just happy to see the results at the end of the day. Having our individual battles within the game and coming out on top, I think that has gone a long way in terms of our self-belief. I think we just need to go on and continue to do well.
So looking forward to the semifinals?
Yeah, hopefully, once you make it there.